How do you have what you don't want in life? Well, it's easy. Keep thinking about things that you don't want. Think about your lack of things, and you'll get a whole bunch of lack. Dwell on, talk about, think about your problems, and you'll continue to have problems. Is it really that simple, really? Yes, sir, Bob, it sure is. Focus on how miserable you feel about some part of your life, and you'll continue to be miserable. Continually think on how stuck you feel with money or friends or life, and it'll guarantee you that you'll get to enjoy stuckness tomorrow and the day after. You know, we complain about how hard it is to get what you want in life, but is it really? Seems to me that you and I have proven how easy it is. I mean, whatever you excessively think on shows up in full color, right? So I got to thinking, if I get what I don't want by dwelling on things I don't want, seems to me that I can do a little flip here. Enough! The pity party is over. Complaining has proven its power. It's time to grab that thinker of yours by the horns and put it to work for you, by golly. Flip your thinking. Nip those thoughts in the bud. Duct tape those lips the second they start flapping negative rant. Life's too short and precious, my friend. We're not getting out of this thing alive, so let's take all we can from it. And that starts with a good old-fashioned flip. God has graced you with free choice. Use it wisely. Either control your thinking or allow your thinking to control you. Now, how easy is that? Hey, this is your buddy Rob, and this is love and encouragement for my family viewers. Now go make this day count.